You're listening to A Shot in the Arm on BFF.FM.
Can't lie.
man, I was literally banging my head in the studio right now to the end of that one. Almost nothing can get me banging my head at 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning, but an amazing new record from Wilco can certainly do that. This is a shot in the arm, by the way. You are tuned in to BFF.FM, best frequencies forever. Thanks so much for being with me on this Sunday morning. My name is Dan, and that first track, brand new stuff from Wilco. You've probably, if you are into rock and roll and internet savvy at all, you probably heard what went down on Friday. I happen to be at work just checking Twitter on my phone. Sometimes I wonder why I have Twitter. Sometimes I question its usefulness beyond a steady stream of cat photos, which is valuable. But this was one of those moments where I realize why it's worth having. John Stirratt, bassist from Wilco, I think, at least to me, was the first to tweet out a link to this brand new album from his band Wilco. This brand new free album that, as far as I know, nobody knew was coming, which is a feat to get completely ahead of the press and the bloggers and the leakers. It's impressive. So anyway, they threw out this new record on Friday. It's called Star Wars. It's got a beautiful, kitschy painting of a sort of Persian-ish white kitty cat on the front. I didn't take it very seriously at first. I really thought it was a joke record. And the first track, I think, is designed to make you think that. It's this really dissonant, off-kilter, crazy instrumental jam that the likes of which we haven't heard from Wilco in I don't know how long, maybe ever. But it's an awesome record. It's by far the shortest album in the Wilco catalog. It's only about a half hour long. That track you just heard is called You Satellite. That is by far the longest track on the record. Every other track is sitting there in a nice 3 minutes or less. It's punchy, it's experimental, it's loose. It was self-produced, self-recorded at the Wilco Loft. It really sounds like it's not fussed over. I wouldn't be surprised if they tracked it in a week, mixed it in a couple days, and just put it out there. But don't get me wrong, it's a brilliant record, and I couldn't be more excited about it. And I think there will be no better place to see them perform this new material than at the Independent here in San Francisco on the 6th of August. That's a Thursday night. That is the night before they perform as headliners at Outside Lands in Golden Gate Park. That's on the Friday, August 7th. Both of those shows, of course, are sold out. It always boggles my mind when Outside Lands completely sells out, because it's absolutely huge. But it does just about every year. And yeah, this Wilco show at the Independent, I tried and failed to get a ticket. If you got a ticket, consider yourself the luckiest Wilco fan ever. And I think you're going to have a lot of fun listening to the new record in a little rock club like the Indie. I've officially said too many words, so I'm going to get to the music. This new Wilco record, by the way, really reminds me, well, a lot of the songs remind me of the stuff on the two Lucifer albums, Lucifer being the project with Jeff Tweedy, Jim O'Rourke, and Glenn Cochee on drums. It actually preceded Glenn Cochee joining Wilco as their full-time drummer. It led to him joining. So I'm going to play something off the second Lucifer album called Born Again in the USA. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's BFF.FM.
Right. don't write back, well, I can tell you. But then I'd have to write. A letter that would start. I finally found it in my heart.
You're listening to BFF.FM, best frequencies forever.
Do it now. are you breathing in the questions that were clouding up your soul, trailing you back to the room, changing your disguise but keeping the crowd like the box full of letters you drag from town.
Yanks my neck on the chain. and I would do anything.
Nico Case here on BFF.fm with something from her Fox Confessor Brings the Flood album. That's a Nico Case record that I have been guilty of neglecting over the years. And I attribute some of that to the fact that the CD has the worst, most poorly constructed package I think I've ever purchased, and it was that way from day one. I mean, it fell apart on me. It's a cardboard digipack that was put together with, I think, saliva instead of glue, and it just started falling apart from day one. And I swear, I know what you're thinking. CDs? Why do you care? But I still play CDs, and I definitely did in 2006 when this came out. And I think the packaging pissed me off so much that I hardly ever took it off the shelf. But man, it's a great record. You heard the song Star Witness. Nico will, incidentally, be coming sort of to town. She'll be playing the Mountain Winery up north in Saratoga, California on September 4th. And in case you were wondering why that track was even more awesome than your average country waltz, it's because Mr. John Convertino was on drums on that one, and he makes everything better. And he was also featured on the drums on the previous track. Of course, his band Calexico is full-time gig in there before Nico Case with Woodshed Waltz from Edge of the Sun. That's their newest record. They were just in town a couple weeks ago at the Fillmore promoting that one, and it was fantastic. If you've never had the pleasure of seeing Calexico live, I urge you to do so at the next opportunity. We heard Lucifer at the top of that set. That's from their 06 album, Born Again in the USA, with the track Answers to Your Questions. If you have any questions for me, I may have the answers. Please tweet at me. My Twitter name is ArmshotFM. You can also follow this here internet radio station at BFFDOTFM. You can also find us on Facebook and like us. We would appreciate that. You can find us at Best Frequencies. I've got a lot more great music to play in the program, including brand new stuff from The Spires, one of my all-time favorite bands. We got new local music from the Silhouette era coming up, new stuff from EZTV. But first, I'm going to play something from The Sixths. Yes, that's The Sixths. Here on BFF.FM.
Thank you. short-haired boy woman offers pull up a seat. Taking one symphony now, just become a bad one. Wrap your heel in bones of steel to the blade, a twist of feather. Autumn waited, hovering to you in the color from another. Seven shines.
Like rock and or roll.
BFF.FM. Best frequencies forever. It's forever. It's forever. It's forever. It's forever.
Ice cream for your ice cream mind. Oh, that dream.
BFF.fm. That's brand new, unreleased. Well, that single is released, but it's a brand new single from an unreleased record coming out later this year from absolutely one of my favorite bands. They're out of Ventura. They don't get nearly enough recognition, if you ask me. Please do yourself a favor. Head over to soundcloud.com/SpiresHQ, or it might be The Spires HQ. I just tweeted out a link to it. So why don't you find me on Twitter? It's ArmshotFM. Follow me and follow that link. You can hear that single as many times as you want. And then head over to thespires.bandcamp.com and you can listen to all four of their previous full-length records, as well as a smattering of EPs and singles. They have a lot of excellent material. And stay tuned for the new record coming out later this year. I don't think we have a title yet or anything like that. But that track was called Dream Confusion. Before that, we heard the classic from REM, Seven Chinese Brothers off the Reckoning LP. We heard brand new stuff from New York band EZTV. They've got a record out called Calling Out. It's on Captured Tracks, one of my favorite labels. We heard the track Bury Your Heart. And started things off with the very unpronounceable The Sixths with Movies in My Head. That's from the album Wasps' Nests, a record and a band designed to trip up DJs when they try to play their music. Joke is on us, I guess. But that was Movies in My Head. That featured Georgia Hubley from Yola Tango on lead vocals. The Sixths, of course, are a project led by the Magnetic Fields' Stephen Merritt. They put out a couple of very good records. Each track features a different lead vocalist. Highly worth checking out. I got about 15 minutes left in the program. Right now I'm going to play something from Australian band Dick Diver. They were at the Makeout Room last night and they were fantastic and such nice people. Got a chance to chat with them after the show with fellow DJ Ben Russo. And it was super fun. We tried to coax them to come into the studio this morning, but they had to get going a little bit too early. They're headed up north to play in Portland. But I'm going to play something off their 2011 record called New Start Again. This was the track that closed out the show last night. It's Dick Diver on BFF.fm. Again, you tell them.
head back. You get your health back. You're feeling fine. Oh, you get your head back. You take a day. You take a week. You take a fortnight. You take a month. You take a year. You take a financial year. You take a lifetime, a millennium. You call up Carrie Ann. You go to Gumbaya Park. You go to Wobbly's World. You go to Wet n Wild. You go to Geelong. I've been everywhere, man.
local music on BFF.fm. That's the sorely missed band Love Is Chemicals from here in San Francisco. They are no longer, but that's their fantastic final full-length record, Song of the Summer Youth Brigade, with a track called Meet Me on the Tarmac. Before that, we heard another local band who is very much alive and active, the Silhouette Era. They've got a new record coming out called Beacons, and they're going to be playing a record release show at Brick and Mortar Music Hall on July 30th. The track you heard was Forgiveness Fan Club. Again, July 30th at Brick and Mortar. It's the Silhouette Era. We heard Eiler Set in there before that, another local Bay Area band that no longer active, but they did a reunion tour last year that brought them to the Chapel. Or was that earlier this year? I'm losing all track of time. Either way, it was a great show. That was the track Hit the Snow from their Last Match album. They've got three full lengths that have all been reissued recently on vinyl, so you can get them all, and they're all great. And we heard Dick Diver at the start of that set. That's the Aussie band out of Melbourne. That was their 2011 record, New Start Again, and the closing track, Head Back. They've got a new record out now called Melbourne, Florida, that is also fantastic, and I highly recommend you pick it up. I'm on my way out of here. Going to turn things over to Jess and Leah with TV on the Radio. Please stay tuned. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's BFF.FM, Best Frequencies on Facebook, BFF.DOT.FM on Twitter. My name is Dan. I'm on Twitter at ArmshotFM, and you can find past episodes of this program at Mixcloud. Just search for Babermack or go to mixcloud.com/Babermack. I'm into the local music right now, so I'm going to close things out with one of my favorite local bands. It's the Invisible Cities on BFF.FM.